From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump on Monday showed no signs of changing the policy of separating children from their parents trying to enter the United States illegally. He said at the White House, "A country without borders is not a country at all. We want safety and security for our country, and it starts with the border." His comments have angered Republicans and Democrats alike. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Video footage shows children kept behind chain-link fences while their parents are detained for trying to illegally cross the border.
What's happening is so sad.
The president blames Democrats, again falsely saying their terrible immigration laws are responsible for the forced separation. Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen says border agents are just enforcing that law, which other administrations failed to do.
No more free passes, no more get out of jail free cards.
Democrats and even some Republicans are bashing the separations, which the president suggests could end quickly if Democrats agree to work on immigration legislation. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Almost 2,000 children have been sent to mass detention centers or foster care from mid-April to the end of May. Four people are dead, more than 300 others injured after a magnitude 6.1 earthquake struck Osaka, Japan's second largest city. North and South Korea say they will form unified teams for some sports and march together at the upcoming 2018 Asian Games in Indonesia. In Yemen, Arab coalition forces have bombed Houthi fighters stationed at the airport of the country's main port, Hodeida, in the sixth day of a UAE-led offensive. This is VOA News. Official